Welcome back to the Finchsiders as we continue to get ready for Thursday night's game against the Cincinnati Bengals. Going to be here before you know it. Talk about that and more. Cornerback Dimitri Patterson joining us in studio. Thanks for coming in. Let's look back a little bit at Sunday first. Another Dimitri Patterson game and another Dimitri Patterson interception. Take us through the early takeaway in that game. It looked like a really kind of quick strike moment for you out there.
Yeah, that was a play that they had showed on tape in every game. They just try to get to it in a different way, give you a different look, throw a little motion in there. But, you know, we knew coming into the game that they wanted to get Gronkowski started early with a rhythm pass, rhythm throw. I mean, obviously, rightfully so, he's a good player. So that was at the top of my mind. And once I recognized that formation with that down the distance, I had a good feeling that was going to be the play.
That's where all that tape study, I guess, comes back to help you out on game day.
Yeah, I mean, when you're watching film, you know that as you see it, it probably won't be the same look per se. But if you can just identify the finish formation, they try to confuse you with how they get to it before the snap, just so they don't, you know, show you the same look. And that's why the NFL is the NFL. But you know, it's tough, but if you can do it, obviously it'll pay off big.
Big payoff, certainly, against the Patriots the other day. Nice, I'm sure, and we're talking to Dimitri Patterson, for you to get back out there.
Mm-hmm.
Second consecutive game, healthy, able to play after having to sit out, which had to be frustrating.
Yeah, my health definitely, just being back and moving in a normal fashion with peace of mind, felt really good. That in itself, just being healthy, but missing those, you know, four games was tough. Just watching, knowing I could be out there, you know, helping my team in some way. But I'm happy that I'm healthy now.
What's the mentality of this team? And you mentioned it, you missed four games, so it's maybe a little bit different for you than for some of these other guys. But I think fans worry about a frustration building, that kind of stuff, when a team has lost four in a row.
That's normal. And when you consider how we lost the last three games, the New Orleans game kind of got away from us in the third quarter, end of the third quarter, early fourth. But the last three games that we lost those games within the last 6 minutes. You know, like I said before, when a game's close like that, especially when you're playing a very talented quarterback as Tom Brady or just a good quality team, period, the team that makes more plays in critical situations within the last 6 minutes – it's probably going to have a better chance of winning. That's really what it comes down to league-wide. When the game's close, the team that makes the most plays in critical situations, whether it's special teams, defense, or offense, they're going to have the best chance of winning that football game.
I mean, it makes a lot of sense, too. If I would have told you before the game that Tom Brady's going to only throw for 116 yards, you feel really good about your chances of winning that game. But those critical plays all afternoon, obviously, especially in the third and fourth quarter, went their way.
And that's the thing. We know this is a quarterback-driven league. You know, the quarterback is it's quarterback-driven. But there are three phases to this game. Defense and special teams that have major impacts on football games. And New England made plays on defense. That tip interception was a big play. That sack fumble was a big play. Those are critical plays that they made to help their team win. So that's why it's a team. Obviously, when you know, Tom is not playing, you know, or he's not putting up the numbers that they're accustomed to him putting up, that's where the defense and special teams kick in. That's why it's a team. And that's why they're sitting at 5-6-2, whatever it is right now.
Yeah, a couple of big penalty calls also. I won't make you get into that. Don't worry about it.
Yeah.
But we've talked plenty about it, and the fans have certainly talked plenty about it as well. What's the preparation look like for the Bengals with a short week? Not having to travel is a nice little bonus, I guess, that they don't have, but just having, you know, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday really to get ready for a game.
You know, not having to travel, that's big, obviously. But you just try to cram as much as you can without overloading your brain. That's really what it comes down to, because you still want to be prepared, but you know you have a limited amount of time, so you don't want to cram, just go into a game with just all these things running through your mind. So you kind of want to just look at everything and just, you know, kind of highlight certain things, and then everything else you try to play honest and just play hard and with good technique.
Makes a lot of sense. They've obviously got a lot of talent on the offensive side of the ball. Mm-hmm. Andy Dalton's a young quarterback who's got, you know, some really serious weapons. Everybody talks about A.J. Green, but he's got a rookie running back who's doing a lot of things. He's got a couple of tight ends he likes. He's got another wide receiver that caught four touchdowns in the game this past weekend. Okay. So you got to be pretty much ready for anybody and everybody, I guess.
Yeah, I haven't watched a lot of tape on him, and I will here tonight. But, they're doing well. They have a lot of momentum. Andy Dalton's playing well. They're playing with a lot of continuity. Obviously, they have the big play receiver in Green. And this running back is good as well. So they have a good core unit of talent on offense. And their defense, people don't talk about their defense, but their defense plays well. You look at what their defense has been able to do, and that's been a big reason as to why they've been winning games as well. Obviously, they don't get as much credit as their offense, but this offensive-driven league. But they have a good team in all phases, and it's going to be a good matchup. But I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, two pick sixes for Cincinnati against the Jets this past weekend. Dimitri Patterson certainly knows what he's talking about. Kevin Coyle, he'll know these guys pretty well, though. Maybe he and Mike Sherman could put their heads together for a few minutes, and Coyle can give him a little something on the personnel on that Cincinnati defense. Dimitri Patterson, another interception on Sunday against New England. Thanks for coming in. Appreciate it. I know time is tight this weekend, and have a good couple days getting ready for Cincinnati.
All right, thank you.